Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
A new cycle is occurring. A new It cycle, if you will. It's been so many years since the last It movie. 2 years. Now we're getting another It movie.
Oh, is that some sort of magical curse? Will there be another It movie in 2 years after that?
I'd say probably even sooner, if anything, movie is successful.
Sounds like the cycle's accelerating.
Oh,
soon we'll have a new It movie every day.
Oh, I don't want that.
No, neither do I.
But maybe they'll be great.
What if there's a new It miniseries every day?
Funny you should say that, Mason, because that's why we're here. We're here to talk about It Chapter 1, 1990. It Chapter 2... Also 1990.
One day, 2 days later?
Something like that, yeah. Mm. We're going to do part one this week. Come back next week for part two. We're very excited.
If anyone's interested.
Which you shouldn't be, because these are mostly bad. Okay, let me ask you this.
Yes.
First of all, give us a like, Mason. Give us a bloody thumbs up, and to the people in the comments.
Oh, I thought you meant about the miniseries. And I'm like, I won't give it a like. Or maybe I'll give my nuanced opinion, and then my thumb will be somewhere in the middle. But for
sure.
this particular video we're on, give that a like, definitely.
Big old thumbs up. I didn't watch this as a kid.
Yeah.
This doesn't affect me for good or ill.
I think somebody as a kid described it to me. I'm like, that's terrifying. I don't know if I have the stones, the cojones to watch it. I'll only watch it as a... very much a grown adult.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Intentionally?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think
so. You didn't enjoy the amazing comedic performance of whichever the guy is who does the funny voices?
Seth Green's character, and then
another guy.
I was going to open this podcast with, Meso's my name and doing funny voices is my game, but I didn't, and now it's too late. But you can relive that, presumably with the clip that,
absolutely,
that goes in here.
One of the funny voices the older version does, though, he's doing a late night talk show and he's doing some comedy. And you see him do a yellow face impersonation.
Oh, no.
Like that, you pass on monitors. You don't see him do it like in person, but you hear him do it and he's squinting away. That was the 90s, mate. You could make a different time.
A time when we were alive.
But yeah, this series, I guess, to its credit, it set a lot of things in motion.
What it set in motion was every Stephen King trope and cliche, I think.
Yeah, that might
was
be true.
Was this the earliest instance maybe of all his cliches coming true in the one thing?
And maybe it was also setting things in motion for like, oh, we don't have to make these into movies. We can just make 90s telly movies. This, The Langoliers, probably another thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about. This is more structured like the book, though.
Well, the thing about it being structured as like the book, the modern day It movies, it's the entire storyline with the kids as kids.
Yep.
And then decades later, It Chapter 2 presumably is just them as adults. This one, it alternates. It's the modern day and then flashback to the kids. The problem with that is, at the end of this, there's a climactic battle between the kids and it. And who's going to survive? Probably everyone we saw in the flash forwards,
yes,
I guess.
Exactly.
All the people who are adults now, which is all of them.
Yeah, you're absolutely not wrong. It's also, they changed the start because in the book, and I think also for the new It Chapter 2, it starts with a hate crime. But this, it's like, what if a clown took another girl? What do you think of that? And then they're like, what if a clown took a boy? I'm like, wow, this is getting serious.
Yeah, for sure.
This is a serious situation.
And you've got to watch out if you're a kid in this town and you're not one of the main kids, you're dead.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
you
in this movie, if you are one of the main kids, watch out because you're going to be scared for a series of months by a variety of non-threatening traps that you can easily escape from if you choose to.
Absolutely. Or we'll just cut away.
That's true. Or that are just there for a minute and they aren't. You might, you know, you might fear for your life, or your dead dad might show up and say you're fat and then leave. A fate worse than death, yeah. In some people's opinions.
Now, I know a lot of the time we spend on our show, the Weekly Planet podcast, and also this caravan of garbage, just being like, look at this idiot from a different period of time. And I try not to rail on that too much. Look at that idiot with that ponytail.
What was he thinking? Oh, my God. So the main character.
It's tied with a shoestring.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you noticed. The main character, as with all Stephen King main characters, is a writer, and he is...
Stephen King.
He's Stephen King. He's absolutely Stephen King. I wonder if Stephen King at the time had a ponytail and big aviator glasses, or is this is Stephen King's like. Now, if I were a super cool writer in 1990, this is how I'd be. If I had the guts, I would grow the... Well, like, if I'd started growing my ponytail in like 1986, I'd have a majestic ponytail right now, but it's too late, so I'm just going to imagine what I would be like as a 1990 man with an incredible ponytail.
Of course, young Bill, played by
Jonathan Brandis,
yeah. Who I remember most fondly from Sequest DSV, where he used to train a dolphin in naval combat.
That's correct.
And the dolphin could talk, something along those lines.
You say that so skeptically, but yeah, duh.
That's exactly what it was, yeah. So there's a couple of people that are no longer with us. John Ritter as well.
Yep, that's right.
Who plays an architect of some description. He's got a nice picture of Time magazine in his house with his face on it that looks like something you'd get at a carnival, like a fake printout. It's like Time's Man of the Year. This guy. And there's no description or anything like that. It's just, this guy. Well, you know him?
Time magazine just took a photo of him on the street and was like, does anybody know who this is? Do not serve alcohol to this man. He stole a bottle of champagne from a liquor store.
Oh, that's right. He's Ben Hanscom. That's right.
Oh.
And when
like Ben Hanscom.
That's the thing, because when they flash back and they're like, look at this fat kid. He's not very fat. He's like a regular sized kid.
Yeah, but kids were skinnier in the 70s, I guess.
That's probably true.
Less refined sugar.
Yeah, well, that's true. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the 50s, though.
Ah, whatever. Skinnier.
Even skinnier, yeah. But I feel like also he could beat up all of those bullies.
Mm.
Like, he looks like he's got the strength about him. And those bullies, even though I think one of them is at least 28,
sure, right.
I feel, with their greaser haircut. Yeah, the age range in that class is insane. And they do make mention of, like, Henry Bowers, you're going to be kept down again. But the guy behind him, I'm like, is that Henry's dad? Who is this guy? Why is he in here? Is he, like, another teacher? I don't know what's going on.
He's observing.
No, the principal is the smoking man from the X-Files, remember?
Right, yeah.
What a world.
Mm.
One of the characters that gets a lot of play in the new movie is Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a fiery redhead with a troubled past. You know what I mean?
She's
got trouble at home. She's got trouble at school. And in this, it's kind of the similar kind of storyline. But Ben's like, he sends her a poem. He's like, your hair's like fiery embers. I love it. She's got brown hair. She's got regular brown hair. You couldn't just get a redhead.
She's got hair like regular embers.
Yeah, that's right.
Like that are cold on the ground. You know those? Yeah. And you wake up from camping and you're like, oh my God, I'm so tired. My neck hurts.
What I love though most about that character is her very 80s and 90s job, which is impressing a Japanese investor.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Wasn't that a big trope of the era? Yeah.
I think she didn't bow like deep enough.
No, but not properly enough, yeah. I think they got the deal done though, because they're celebrating afterwards, obviously, with a bit of champagne.
And doing it.
And the boyfriend's got these giant pajama pants.
Giant high-waisted, yeah, for sure.
And the big mullet. It's just...
Oh my God.
What an era.
Yeah.
I know we make fun of people from the past a lot for the way they look, and I know people look at us now,
it's because they look dumb.
Look at these idiots.
And we all look fine.
And we'll always look fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good point. But I feel like this is way more toned down than not only the book but the new movie as well.
Well, I mean, this was on network television.
Yes.
Where the rule is tell, don't show.
Yeah.
The classic rule of...
Or cut away.
Of a video of cinematic of narration. Just tell us a kid got his arm ripped off and then he died. Don't show it.
Exactly. Because in the... And you know this from the movie, Ben gets a letter carved into him.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen here. Apparently the bit where the blood comes out of the photo was really pushing boundaries. They're like, are we going to be able to get away with the blood coming out of photo? This seems pretty extreme, even for 1990. But then everyone was like, who cares?
Right. I think if it comes out of an inanimate object... It's okay, because you never actually, in part one at least, you never actually see anybody, like, be physically injured in any way, I don't think.
No, I don't believe so. Well, let's talk about Pennywise.
Okay.
First of all, great performance by Tim Curry. He was actually the original animated The Joker before Mark Hamill as well.
Right.
But of course, I know Tim Curry. If we're talking 90s sci-fi television, first time I saw him was Earth 2, the series Earth 2.
Uh-huh, sure.
Do you remember Earth 2?
I remember Earth 2.
Okay, so just me and you remember Earth 2 then.
Yeah, because we're from Earth 2.
He more plays, Pennywise that is, he more plays in this movie like a tired drunk. Just like,
oh, yeah, for
I'm
sure.
going to get you... Just give me a minute.
Hey,
can
kid.
Can you cut away? Yeah. I was going to catch my breath. I climbed out of this sewer and I'm...
He's got a good cackle.
Look, I need a nap.
He's got a fine cackle, but he is just like, hey, kid, if I could come over there, I'd kill you.
Yeah, look, I can be a werewolf.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
He does become a lot of tropes. Like, he becomes a werewolf and he becomes a giant spider and
becomes a skeleton out of a lake.
Was it his idea to be like, you know what, you think things are scary? You think a werewolf scary?
I do.
I think a little thing that I've invented is a little scarier. A clown.
Also, why are your balloons not red? I swear from the book they were red balloons.
Huh?
I may be wrong, but the first thing when he's in the drain, he's like, look at this yellow balloon. I'm like, oh, come on! That's a staple of the IT franchise, maybe.
Maybe it's to keep you on your toes.
I might just be.
You know, you never know what balloon's going to come crazily around the corner. Or they were cheaper at the 99 cent store in Maine or whatever.
What I love about the bullies in this series is they're very terrible at being bullies. They've always been hit with rocks or kicked down or just made fun of. They're covered in popcorns and drinks. They're not very threatening. They're just not good bullies. Be better at being a bully.
Is this video being sponsored by bullies?
Yeah, that's right.
The Bully Council of America?
Use the offer code WEEKLYFLATTERED. Get your own bully. He'll come to your house.
Get a bullying kit. Contains all the things you need to be a bully. A switchblade. A weird haircut that, like, turns into a stalactite down the middle, a worn-out leather jacket, a dad that beats you up. He's in the box.
You know, just some safe-for-TV swear words.
That's
you
right.
Use. Yeah, that's what you need. But I just feel like these are not good bullies. And then at the end, when Henry Bowers, the main bully, turns into Billy Idol, did you like that?
Oh, for sure.
He gets the white hair.
Because he's got because
the spider climbs
well, again,
over him.
That's the thing. He's a pseudo main character, so he isn't killed. Rather that, he just becomes insane because he's somewhere in the middle. Yeah, I did like that a lot.
Apparently they for the old version of Mike Hanlon, they brushed some talcum powder through his hair with a toothbrush to get that grey. Grey tips. You know what I'm talking about?
I get it. Yeah.
And then for Henry Bowers, it's clearly just, I don't know, like a bad wig.
They went to the main 99 cent store.
Okay, right. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Look, you know, in a lot of cases they go, if you don't understand the trope in this movie, a wizard did it. Well, in this movie, if you don't understand it, they got it from the Derry main 99 cent store. So.
The shower scene. There's a bit of stop motion in this, including when it comes out of the shower, or Pennywise comes out of the shower drain or whatever.
I would like your evaluation. Is it bad just for now? Was it also bad in 1990?
What else do you do in television in the 90s?
Yeah,
like you can't really do CGI, can you?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's fine for the time and kind of a fun novelty for now. I never understood, and maybe this is an American thing, but it's certainly not in the school I went to. Is
it showers that come off the wall and like chase you and corner you and scare
you? We have that. We have that here.
Do. You mean like a communal shower?
A communal shower where it's like, you've been running around in gym for 34 minutes? Get in the shower.
Kids run
around all day.
Yeah.
You don't need to have everyone get in a weird shower room together.
I wonder that as well.
Doesn't make any sense.
Same with the bullies.
Don't do it.
Same with the bullies. Did they have switchblade wielding bullies back in that era or not?
Maybe
they
did.
No showers in Australian schools. If anything, you bloody just jumped in the lake.
You jump in a lake, mate.
You jumped in the, what's the thing we have? Jump in a billabong.
That's right. I would love to know, though, if that's like a thing.
Yeah.
If it's ever been a thing, is it still a thing? If it is a thing, do you like it? I can't imagine anybody would.
Yep.
I don't know. It just seems odd to me.
Mm. Is that why that scene is so scary for a lot of people? Because it's just a weird clown man perving on you in the shower.
Yeah, but also I think the coach is weird, bro. It's like, where do you think you're going? Have a shower, mate. Get your kid off. Get in a shower. No. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Okay, what I really like about It Chapter 1, the movie, the newer movie is...
that it bloody ends.
I mean, yeah, but also I enjoyed that movie in general. Is that at the end, they really beat up that clown.
They just lay into him so good.
It's just, it feels like 10 to 11 minutes of him going, now I'm a different thing. And they're like, we don't care. And they
we've got this crowbar.
Yeah.
Is the thing you've turned into crowbar proof? Looks like it ain't.
But in this one, it's kind of like it's a slingshot and like a, you know,
battery acid,
or you know, they pretend it is or whatever. Because you really, you only need your imagination to kind of get through it.
Oh yeah,
or whatever. But, and then he just kind of he squirrels away down the drain. I'm like, that wasn't very satisfying. I wish they beat him up way more because they really just circle him, and I'm like, that's bullying. That's proper old school bullying.
Well, clearly they purchased the bullying kit.
They must have.
The offer code Weekly Planet Pod.
In chapter one, though, of course, it ends in they all link hands and like, what also starts that way, where they're like, we're going to return and then we're going to come back and get this clown next week, I guess, or in 27 years or whatever's going on. Did you find it a satisfying conclusion, even though they showed the conclusion at the start and you're also aware of the story, I'd imagine?
Well, with a leading question like that, my answer is your leading question was very long and I've forgotten which way I'm supposed to go, yes or no? The bad one. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it, yeah. I mean, does it have merit for the time, though? Could you see how it would be scary?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think having seen part one of the most recent two-parter, we have the benefit of CGI.
Yes.
We have the benefit of you can have him, like, jaw open insanely and have him multiple rows of spinning, glowing teeth or whatever. We have a rating system where you can see brutal violence, and we have a budget where if blood comes out from a faucet or like a sink,
it's not one balloon's
it's
worth.
It's not one balloon. It's a room's worth, you know?
Yeah.
So I think those kids that told me the plot of it at the time were right. It would have been scary at the time.
You're probably right. Well, also, this was supposed to be originally George Romero was going to do it as like a 10-hour miniseries. And I'm not sure necessarily that would have been better at the time, but I think this would have benefited from, I don't know, some fleshing out of some of the characters, or maybe just make it shorter. Maybe that's what it would have benefited on. Look, I think it just would have been better if he had have done it in general.
Oh, yeah,
I
for feel, sure.
Yeah. Because the guy who directed this was like a protege of horror, and he's kind of working his way up in the industry, but this is kind of...
Where is he now?
He's waiting for his cycle to come around again. He'll
work
up again.
Cool.
He'll be like, oh, I'm here again. I'm back. But I'm so tired.
My God. Are we still doing that thing with the balloons? We still putting a balloon in a faucet? We're not? Oh.
But yeah, look, all in all, it's fine, isn't it? Yep. At least part one was.
Uh-huh.
Apparently part two's not good either. But I look forward to coming back next week to see how is it? How does it even compare to the modern It Chapter 2? Probably worse, I'd imagine.
Absolutely worse.
I just want to see more ponytails, though.
You get that.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. No problem.
Anyway, this has been Caravan of Garbage. Don't forget to subscribe because, again, It Chapter 2 next week. And also, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. We've got an upcoming episode on the new It Chapter 2 2019.
I'm so excited.
I'm also so excited. What else do we say here? Is that everything?
We give our Twitter handles.
I'm at mickeymouse.com.
You're not.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Swing on by. You got a suggestion for Caravan of Garbage? We'll do it. Do you want us to do one of the 50 Stephen King adaptations?
We'll do all of them.
Do you want us to
do... You want us to do one? We'll do all of them.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you want us to do Ghoulies with the monster coming out of the toilet? I know that's not Stephen King.
It's close enough.
It's just all I think about all day.
Do you want us to do the good version of The Shining or the one that Stephen King directed? Because he didn't like...
Or do you just
like
want us to do 10 minutes on the bit in Ready Player One where they go to The Shining Hotel?
That's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week, though.
Grab that gem, you guys. Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.